Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Monday, December 1st, 2014. A Palestinian woman injured by army fire and troops demolished a home in Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli sources have reported on Monday that a young Palestinian woman was shot and seriously wounded at the Etzion settlement junction south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, allegedly after she stabbed a female Israeli settler, causing a mild injury. The young Palestinian woman has been identified as Amal Fakhri Takatka, 22 years of age, from Beit Fajar town near Bethlehem. Takatka is a former political prisoner. The Palestinian woman was shot by at least 4 live rounds to different parts of her body and was moved to Hadassah Israeli Hospital in occupied Jerusalem, suffering life-threatening wounds. Eyewitnesses said that the soldiers prevented Palestinian ambulances and medics from entering the area. Israeli sources said that the settler, 19 years of age, suffered a mild injury and received treatment by Israeli medics at the scene, as her condition did not require hospitalization. Earlier on Monday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded various Palestinian communities in different parts of the occupied West Bank and kidnapped 6 Palestinians, including 3 in occupied East Jerusalem. In other news, Israeli soldiers demolished on Monday morning a Palestinian home in Al-Isawiyya town in occupied East Jerusalem. The soldiers declared the town as a closed military zone. The Wadi Halwa Information Center in Silwan has reported that the home, 200 square meters, was still under construction and that the owner, Ishaq Mustafa Hamadan, started building it after Israel first demolished his property 2 years ago. The center said that Hamdan lived in his home along with his 8 family members, adding that Israel continued to impose high fines. Hamdan is currently imprisoned by Israel since his arrest more than 2 months ago, as he could not pay the high fines imposed on him. The Jerusalem City Council claims that the property was built in a green area, where construction are not allowed, although he owns the land where his home stood. The Israeli invasion and the destruction of the home led to clashes between the soldiers and dozens of local youth. The army also attacked many Palestinians who gathered near the home before the army demolished it, and the soldiers fired rubber-coated steel bullets at them, wounding a young man in his abdomen. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, December 1st, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.